Good afternoon. Welcome once again to KMRY's Newsmakers, a weekly program highlighting the people of our communities and the issues they face. I'm Chris Jensen, proud to serve as your host each week. Today, our guest is developer Fred Timko from Down to Earth Development. Fred discusses the projects and revitalization his company is involved in the neighborhoods around the downtown, especially on the west side of the river. We begin by talking to Fred about his company's origin.
Sure, yes. We started here about 8.5 years ago. We had finished up Project Bottle Works in Newbo, and we're looking for something else to work on, and the old People's Bank building was for sale. Wells Fargo had decided after the flood to consolidate their operations to their other bank just on the other side of the river, so they had cleaned up the People's Bank building and it was for sale. So we purchased it and started to renovate the four-story building, which was primarily office space. We got that renovated and leased up, and then we turned towards the historic building, which now houses Popoli, and looked for something to do with that. It looked like a restaurant was a perfect fit for that, so we actually renovated that space as well and opened and operate Popoli, which closed last December due to the pandemic, but I'm happy to report that it reopened last night. And then after we started that project, I was standing on the roof of the People's Bank building looking at the downtown and just admiring the view from that side of the river, and said, we got to build some condos here. And I actually thought about building them on top of the People's Bank building, but that got ruled out. And so we went right next door and built the new Kingston Commons project.
Which I want to thank you for personally, because that's where I live.
And me. So so we went over there, we built that. That went really well. And then we've built some apartments behind there, and then just this year we completed another four-story building where we relocated our offices to, and also added another 20 apartments. So since we started, there's been a tremendous expansion of other projects in the area. We've tried to help facilitate or support those as well, other apartment buildings, other condos, other retail space. So Kingston's come a long ways in the last 7 years.
I don't know if a lot of people know this, but at one point in time, Cedar Rapids was two different cities. It was Kingston and Cedar Rapids. Mm-hmm. And then in 1870, Kingston became West Cedar Rapids. And now, of course, we're all Cedar Rapids. And your focus has really been west of the river, bringing people west of the river into that Kingston neighborhood. What is the parameters of Kingston neighborhood?
Well, the Kingston Village, as we've, I guess, the city decided to name it. There was some discussion about that. West, there was West Village and West Bank and some other things, and they decided on Kingston Village. It expands a few blocks past the interstate. It's not just the area right along the river. It does go past the interstate. Is the official Kingston Village area. We have focused on what I call inside the loop, this side, between the river and the interstate and First Avenue to 8th Avenue, primarily because that part of Kingston Village is also included in the downtown Schmidt district. And so that's kind of where we focused our efforts.
Do you have some future plans that you have, or what's kind of the big picture of that whole area?
The good news is for that inside the loop area, a lot of it has been redeveloped, and it's a nice eclectic mix. I mean, there's still some beautiful single-family homes over here, and then we've got, condos and high-rises. It's kind of a nice mix. It's getting more and more difficult to, assemble a site now to do something, as a lot of the city property that was available after the flood is now been used up. We always are looking for a project. Projects look for us, and we're looking at another one here, and maybe another one just not in this immediate neighborhood. So we're always trying to find a place to do something here.
The 2008 flood, of course, was kind of the catalyst for the revitalization of the downtown area and the surrounding neighborhoods. But the city has experienced 3 natural disasters in 12 years, but the derecho was the only one that really affected the entire city. Was the derecho more of a setback for you or developers in the area than the flood?
For our area, Kingston Village suffered relatively minor damage from the derecho. The flood's a much greater threat than that derecho was. So I think, you know, some buildings had some siding blow off, and we lost a couple of trees and some stuff like that. But it was, you know, at least from what I experienced in driving around town in some of the more suburban areas, the devastation I thought was way worse out there. The flood is, you know, the bigger threat to this area.
So that didn't really set back any of your future projects, the derecho for projects?
No, in fact, this building we're in now was just started construction when the derecho hit, and didn't slow us down at all.
So now we finally have a clear and focus for the west side of the river. But for some reason, Cedar Rapidians tend to stay on, quote, their side of the river. At least they have for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the challenge drawing people over to the west side?
Well, you know, I think the casino would have done that. I think the development that is now planned for the old casino site, the First and First project, I think that will be significant enough of an impact that it's gonna drag the downtown, I think, to the other side of the river instead of the river sort of being the boundary for downtown. I think the river's gonna be going through the downtown with Kingston being on the other side of the river and being a part of the downtown.
What would you like to see happen in Cedar Rapids in the west side?
I don't know about future looking vision, but I think the First and First project's going to be changing things dramatically over here, but already things have changed dramatically over here. And, you know, when we came over here 8 years ago, it was kind of our vision to make this more of a residential area than, you know, an office, downtown office sort of setting. Now we have some of that obviously mixed in, but not to the extent that the downtown on the east side has. And, you know, the housing over here is, as you know, has exploded. There's, I don't know how many units there are over here, but the number the city throws out is since we started developing here, there's been, I think, something just north of $100 million worth of additional development over here.
Is it feasible to have a grocery store or some, even a smaller, like the little express grocery stores in the area because of the urban development?
I would, you know, everybody would love to have that, and so would I. But I think feasibility says, you know, it's got to work, and I think it makes it tough for somebody to do that and make it be a viable business. I'm not sure there's enough housetops here, condos, apartments, and everything to justify that. It'd be really nice and convenient for everybody here, but it might not work, you know, for a business operation.
Well, Fred, I want to thank you very much for your time. And if we have any future projects you'd like to come on and talk to us about, I know our residents would love to hear about the development going on in our city.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Fred.
Fred Timko from Down to Earth Development. A copy of this interview will soon be made available online at kmryradio.com under KMRY Rewind. This has been a presentation of locally owned, locally involved, KMRY Cedar Rapids. We'll see you again next week.